Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I think you kind of get it by now. Mario Cristobal is the new head football coach for the University of Miami. 10-year, $80 million. So it's called security. It's called control. With no problems with money for assistance, recruiting, or anything else. The University of Miami and the big boys and big girls all got together and said, we're going to get going on this. And we got to stop and sit here. And if we're going to get this thing going, we believe money and getting the right guy is going to give us a chance, as Jimmy Johnson said earlier this morning, to get better players. Get better players here in South Florida that have been leaving home to go other places and try to slow down. By the way, a lot of them are in town today, down here to recruit some of our top four and even five-star players for this year, as well as an unbelievable class of guys next year. And this is a crazy time, Zach, because all these jobs, all these people have been let go. New coaches coming in. We're seeing a lot of verbal commitments decommit. And so it's a great time to get in there. And I think all those verbal commitments, man, that when a guy said, when a young player coming out of high school and his parents call, hey, thanks, but don't call us anymore. We made a verbal commitment. This is where we're going. Then the coach leaves.
Blood in the water, Joe.
You call him right back.
Here are the Sharks. They're all in town. You said guys are in town. Blood in the water. Anyone that was committed or verbally committed or they're in our final three for one of these teams that just switched coaches, this is when the Sabins of the world and those guys all come down and they will come to your house or talk to you and say, do you really want to go there? Because you could still come to us. I know that you verbally committed there. This is
just
it.
Just all I asked today, because for the one guy, grab a rental car. And listen, the helicopter is great. It's catchy.
Does anyone let the helicopter land still?
Oh, yeah. Some still do. But it's fine. I mean, it's none of my business, but of course I can also have
I know a front yard, by the way. There's a front yard in Davie that Coach is more than welcome to land his chopper on. I have your address in my phone, but
first of all,
yeah, if he wants to land,
good luck
right
trying to get it on the street there between all the trees. Good luck.
It might have to be backyard at that point.
Might have to be backyard. I don't wish that on anybody. It'd be a crash landing. Anyway, hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. A tough one again last night for the Miami Heat. By the way, I haven't seen Memphis play, especially with their star guard out. But man, whoever those guys are, they look really good. 105-90 win. The Grizzlies put it on them. 16 offensive rebounds. Out-rebounded, which, by the way, seems to be a theme now that Bam's out. Out-rebounded the Heat. 13-6 in threes. And the Heat did something last night they haven't done all year. Turned the ball over 23 times. I think before I dozed off, it was 15 at the half. And so
yeah, that's a recipe to lose a game right there. And yeah, you're right about Bam. Since he's been out, you said this just about every game or the couple games he has been. Look at the rebound totals. It's a huge difference now without Bam in there.
11 in total rebounds last night difference. And Jimmy Butler, the worst news, re-injured his tailbone and took – man, that guy – that's a big fall. I at first when it happened, I was like, okay, you know, and they didn't call a foul, and I knew everybody's going to be fired up. But they slow it down.
Yeah, worse, much worse.
And it's like going in midair and getting flipped, trying to catch a football in the old days, and somebody undercut you the way he come. Nobody did, but it just the way he came down. So hopefully he's going to be okay. Milwaukee is, I believe, going to be in town tomorrow. So you have that. And then, of course, all this Mario Cristobal stuff that we've been talking about all morning, and that press conference, which is coming up in just a couple of hours. And if you're driving around and curious to see what Mario has to say, maybe about coaching staff to recruiting, especially here in South Florida, especially the schools that need some work, you can hear right here on 560 at 10 a.m. this morning. We will carry it live with Joe Z, by the way, at the other end, working for us in Coral Gables for that. As still curious to see some pretty good names out there of guys that have been in the NFL, and people are wondering if he might try to bring them, especially with the budget that he's going to have to pay coordinators to run his offense and defense. I'm really curious to see what this final coaching staff, I believe it's 10. I think it was 9 and now it's 10. I might be wrong. Of assistants you can have, not to mention all the other things you can do around it if you want to add some more. But there's always a gray area around everything. But
certain former offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers, maybe you're talking
about?
That'd
be one.
Yep.
That would be one who, by the way, grew up down here, went to Everglades High School in Miramar. And maybe some other guys in the NFL that might have played at the U. I mean, he's probably going to take a look at everything. I'm guessing Mario's had some time to think about. Does he keep any of the coaches from the staff that were just here? Listen, they did a pretty good job. They did a pretty good job on the recruiting aspects of this. Pretty damn good job. All those guys that grew up real fast. And so I would be curious to see if, not that he needs it. This is not a brand new area right for him. I get it. Mario and his right-hand man know this area really well. By the way, I got to say this too. I have just, and I've been thinking this for a while. Columbus High School and their alums are by far the most powerful high school with their alums. I'm not talking about celebrities that played baseball and football there, because they've got a lot of people played in Major League Baseball. Their baseball program is probably better than their football program. The football program has been pretty damn good for a while now. And we've seen guys go in the first and second round, some of their picks. But I'm talking about starting with the Moss brothers, but a lot of other people that have gone to school there that have become not baby successful, but big time successful. And the connection with Mario Cristobal, who happened to go to Columbus High School too.
It's a powerful bunch of people there.
That's including our former mayor, Dade County mayor, was also a member there. And so, yeah, it
power brokers behind this deal, maybe. Power brokers behind bringing Mario home. Well, at least a little bit of it.
I am curious. I don't know if we'll ever know which of the alumni will come out and listen. Some guys, you know, hey, listen, it's 2021. Some people have money, love to show you. Miami's the place. If I got it, I got it. I got to show you what I got. And others are still, like, to me, the Moss brothers are old school. They don't have to tell you. They don't have to tell you.
Right, right.
Everybody talks about us enough. You don't have to talk. They're kind of old school. That's kind of old school money. They don't have to say anything. But everybody's different. And it is Miami,
that's
you
right
know, so it's always a little bit different.
You see some of these alum in the last couple of days also say, you know, at least on social media, for every retweet that I get on here, I'll donate, you know, this amount of money. Marcus Lemon is one of those guys, too, whose net worth is, you know, $500 million as well. These are all guys, and that's another Columbus High School guy, that are coming out of kind of the woodwork, you know, to get this done. And they have done it in the last two or three or 4 weeks to make sure of it.
He's started to do stuff here on the radio around the football team. And, there's a bunch of them. I don't know how well they all know each other. I don't know how the Columbus Alumni Club is over there. But when they get together, that must be one hell of a high-end party if they do.
Who's picking up the tab for that one, huh? Doesn't matter, right?
There's a bunch. There's a bunch of guys that, honestly, I don't even know. And, by the way, for a lot of them, even though they didn't go to school there, their kids did. And a lot of them go right from Columbus – to Miami to go to school. So yeah, there's a pretty direct spot there for those guys to jump from one to the next that has been pretty strong as Mario Cristobal in his big day today to get this thing started. I'm guessing not going to be a lot of time to be hanging out here. He's going to be busy with coaching staff. I'm curious to hear what he has on the coaching staff. By the way, how many guys are going to come from Oregon? You know, they got a game they're getting ready for, too.
Right, it's true.
And maybe some guys have been told already, especially if Chip Kelly gets the job, which a lot of people think that they might want him back.
It's just what we all thought, come Chip Kelly and Bob Stoops in that bowl game, right? That's,
crazy.
That's, how funny, if I would have told you that 6 months ago, you would have laughed at it.
And the other thing is that UCLA job's not a bad job. It's always played second fiddle to USC, but wow, that's in the middle of the great recruiting too. To think that you leave that to go up to Eugene, Oregon, and
well, Eugene's the better job right now.
Well, UCLA,
Lincoln Riley now
UCLA
in the backyard too.
And USC, neither school is lacking money from alumni out there that have done very, very well. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Our man Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel is going to join us. Talk to Dave. I think Dave's been very impressed, too, by the money. Where the hell did all this money come from? Where's it been for years and years, man? Finally, a bunch of wealthy human beings got together and said, this thing ain't going to work unless we put some money. They're no longer coming here because they have, as Jimmy Johnson said, a bunch of good players, and that's all we need. Looks like it needs more, and boy, they have the U has come through big with the amount of money they're talking about. They have joined the big boy club. We'll have more on that coming up with Dave Hyde in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership this morning. I love talking about these two homeless facilities that they have and so much more. I hate saying homeless facilities. I need to stop because Chapman Partnership is so much more. They have so many in-house programs to help the homeless to get back out on their own, find a job, find a place to live. And they have all these great programs, including mental health. You know, that's a big problem for people on the streets. And Chapman Partnership has doctors coming in to help. I mean, it's just fantastic. The goal is within 3 to 4 months is with all these great programs, including babysitting programs, to help mom and dad get back out and find jobs and find a place to live and start feeling good about themselves again. For more than 25 years, Chapman Partnerships had this, and it's unbelievable. It's like nothing else in the country, really. It's unbelievable. And as this homeless problem gets worse, we need your help more. And that's going to be bottom line. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Please, anything you can give, chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times, now more than ever. With this homeless problem, we
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Need your help. Thank you so much on behalf of Chapman Partnership.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now to talk to Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave, good morning. Welcome to the new era of Miami football, huh?
Yeah, they, I think last time I was on, I framed it a Hail Mary going after him. I meant a Hail Mario, not a Hail Mary.
Right. Well done.
I know, I know. I knew what you meant. Listen, nobody's been more wrong for the last 2 weeks than I have. I think I beat everybody on all those great sources, including family members that apparently didn't even know. So I feel, yeah, I didn't know he was coming. You really think he didn't know? Do you really think this was a last second? I know we'll probably never know unless you get about six or seven beers in Mario. But, like, was this really, like, I'm still not sure. Do I stay? Or do you think he had a pretty good idea even before that Utah game?
Well, I think this was in play as far as, you know, I go back to remember when Jimmy Johnson went to Dallas and it came out later, you know, it happened all of a sudden. And yet Jimmy had been told by Jerry Jones, hey, I might be buying the Cowboys. This might be coming through for months. Okay. But until it actually happened and then everything accelerated into a weekend, and it's probably here too, where Mario heard whispers. I mean, he talked to people back here. Hey, the Hurricanes started 2-4, and I'm sure
he's aware of everything. Yes.
And look, these boosters, this money was the shock to me. It's Miami, as we all know, for the past forever, has not had the money of the big programs of the Alabamas and Georgias, and they all of a sudden they got a gush of money into this and decided to spend the way the big boys spend. And that to me was a shock. That's why I didn't think they had any shot at Mario. I didn't think they had the resources to compete. And in the last couple of weeks, it been told, hey, money's not an issue. Money's not in. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, what does that mean? And now we've seen what it means. Just think of it. They're paying Mario's buyout of $9 million at Oregon. They're paying Manny Diaz's buyout $8 million here, and they're paying Mario's salary $8 million a year. I mean, and that's before we even get now the athletic director.
And the assistants, you know, yeah, crazy.
So, and the assistants and all that stuff. So all of a sudden, the new era is really new money.
So just to follow it up, because we did talk about this, where the hell has all this money been? Did we just all of a sudden get a bunch of frustrated wealthy guys that have always kind of been there but are just doing great in their personal life and said, I got extra money, I want to get this thing turned around, and the only way to do it, money's going to lead us to better recruits and recruits to better records. Was it that simple, or do you think there was more to this?
Well, you look at what's going on at the University of Miami in the past, I don't know, Donna Shalala pumped up the medical facility there, and that thing is, you know, making hundreds of millions of dollars, evidently. Okay, and that's the one way universities make money. The other way they make money is the athletic department, the two biggest ways. And so I'm assuming without – I'm going to try to get some answers today at the news conference, but I'm assuming they decided to put some of that hundreds of millions of dollars that they're making from the medical into the athletic department and get that up and running too. So and – I got to admit, I hadn't heard of John Ruiz, who's now on that
make believe world, the make believe world guy.
I mean, we know the Moss brothers, of course, in town, but I didn't know that they were, you know, front and center involved with the University of Miami until now. You know, the Manny Cadre is another one. I mean, there's several guys.
Wow.
Who you've heard of and you've known, but I just didn't know that all of a sudden they've moved front and center at the University of Miami as far as making decisions and you know, I assume spending money.
Yeah, cutting checks, Dave. That'll move you to the front of the line pretty quickly, I'm assuming. Manny Diaz, last month and a half, and now the statement that he brought out yesterday. What'd you think of everything that's happened to Manny in the last, I would just say, 6 to 8 weeks?
Well, I mean, the last week it's been uncomfortable. Okay, I mean, I think everybody agrees. It was just odd that he's out recruiting. I didn't like that part of it. Here he's representing the university to recruit. Hey, come on to the university. And yet, the odds were he wasn't going to keep his job. Okay, you know, I'm not in the camp that. I incredible sympathy for Manny. He knows how the big business of college athletics works. He was part of it the last time. Goes to the Temple for 2 weeks and then he's back here. So I mean, it was the end result is good. You know, it's as good as it could be for the University of Miami. It's what they wanted. The execution of it all was a little flawed. But, you know, you had a lot of people, I think, who on the inside, there's a lot of, from what I heard, there's a lot of back and forth between the Board of Trustees, between those who traditionally have been in power and making decisions and those who aren't. I'll give you something worse than I think Manny Diaz, even though he was out in the public. I'm told there are two people who interviewed for the athletic director's job, who were offered the job, who thought they had the job, and haven't heard from the university for a while. So, I mean, there's just some weird things happened behind the scenes.
All right, let's get back to this guy, John Ruiz. Help me out. I talked to you a little bit about him last night. He's got money, okay, and you verified the money's legit and all that stuff, and he's worth as much as any of these guys that we're talking about. But what makes this guy all of a sudden when he goes, and by the way, not only am I going to build a brand new stadium for the U, I even know where it's going to be, where I'm going to Coral Gables High School. What? What the fuck is that?
Yeah,
Coral Gables High School of all places? Go to damn Tropical Park.
Yeah, I, you know, and it's already running into a lot of headwinds, that idea of Coral Gables High School. Because if you've been there, it's a residential area. I mean, it's
just what they want. Just what that residential wants.
50,000 seats.
Guys drunk
right
afterward
there.
Peeing in their yard. There's nothing to turn you on more than that.
Yeah, I look, we're all for vision. And the one thing I hate about Miami is as soon as somebody suggests something, 20 people jump up and tell why it can't happen. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm just – look,
Dave, be the guy,
if you're
Dave.
If you're talking a stadium – for Miami, and maybe since the Moss, you know, Jorge Moss is involved, maybe MLS will be somehow part of that too, because they wanted to move down here.
Dun, dun. Now you're warming up a little bit.
Yeah, I can see something like that working. And are we back to Mel Reese Golf Course? I don't know. Look, the idea of a stadium for Miami. FIU has a stadium. FAU has a stadium. Miami should have a stadium. Okay, I mean, it's and I talked to Jimmy Johnson yesterday, who said as excited as he is for Mario being hired, he did say he was disappointed for Manny, but as excited as he is for Mario to be hired, he's equally as excited that they're talking of having a stadium, because that would change the program. So this is something that,
yeah,
that's been in the talks, as we know, forever. But if John Ruiz can make it happen, you know.
Love his energy. Yeah, no, I love his energy. But, Dave, since I've been to FAU and FIU, they have land. They had land to build it on and put stands and make it nice and stuff. Coral Gables, I don't know. I go down there a lot for UM, and I don't see that space. Help me out.
Not much green space down there.
We got to get a realtor on. We got to get a high-end Coral Gables realtor to come on and go, can you find us a few acres? Yeah, I just not sure how that's going to work.
I do know that it through this whole change, one of the things they want, it isn't like John Ruiz speaking out of turn or coming up with this idea blindly. This is something that is in discussion when they were talking with athletic directors, when they but Tropical Park seemed to be the there's a lot of land out there out west of Coral Gables, and so we'll see what happens. I'm curious. John Ruiz has a lot of muscle, and evidently some city officials are on his side, so we'll see where this goes. But it seems like a long shot.
Yeah.
Did I say something was like a Hail Mary a week ago and it came through? So just don't listen
right
to me too hard.
Just call it a Hail Mary, Dave. Say the stadium's going to be a Hail Mary. I think that's a new not the kiss of death. It's the opposite of that at this point.
You
right?
can say it, Dave. Right. Say it one more time. Go ahead. Don't worry, Dave. I'm right
with you. That's what I meant. I meant to say that.
My batting average is not very good either, Dave. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger.
We're all in. We'd be baseball.
We're all in that.
That's about
hey,
it.
Hey, so I'm guessing Mario jumps right, like he literally gets out of there today. And do you think he has his coaching staff in place yet?
I'm sure he has his, who he's bringing from Oregon and who he's replacing. It'll be interesting. He's got some, does he reach out to a guy like Ken Dorsey for the offense? Who knows what his background? I'm sure he's up and running with his staff, though, as far as who he wants and has reached out to them. He's reached out to recruits already, because that's coming up real quick, and trying to make a recruiting class. I don't know where we're at right that, because it's it was teetering, obviously, with Manny Diaz, with all the things going around the program.
Well, listen, I think we're all curious, because he just left a really good recruiting class that was locked up with more coming, I believe was top 10 in the country at number 9 or something. And that's pretty damn good on the West Coast, considering most of them come out of the SEC, the top recruiting classes. That's pretty strong stuff for sure. Dave, always great having
Thank you,
man.
Dave.
Thank you for a little teaser there today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Should be a fun era here.
All right.
Yep, that's it. Dave High joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Listen, let's talk about something else, speaking of money, because that's been kind of the topic of the day. You may want to get some money, too. You may want to lock in a low fixed rate at 2.5 right now. Well, you can with Michael Cacci of Choice Mortgage, the alternative to the banks. A lot of you haven't had great experiences at the old bank. Oh, my gosh. Too many people at once means delays. And it means it takes longer to get approved. Now with Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage, can do it in half the time of the banks, get you the same or a better rate, can answer all your questions, doesn't work 9 to 3, basically works all the time. And if you're interested right now in reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, or refinancing, sounds to me like you need a little Michael Cacci to answer all your questions you might have. And I'm going to give you his number, but I want to let you know he's been making it happen for folks here in South Florida, helping them get loans for more than 25 years. No nonsense, no runaround. And if you're renting, I know what he's going to tell you. It's time to buy. That's right. With money being so cheap, it's time to buy. With these low rates still locked in about 2.5, man. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Cacci. Here's his cell phone number. You can call or text him yourself. 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, or you can visit choicemortgage.com, MLS 166254. Rates and terms always subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender, but he's ready to help you with any question you have. to get it done. Matter of fact, I've been dying to say this. Michael Kotze.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get her done today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
Well, guys, I'd like to start off with the Florida Gators basketball team.
They win a game last night?
Oh, no, they didn't, Joe. They lost to a team that didn't have any wins on the season in Texas Southern by a final score of 69-54.
Pretty embarrassing.
The first time a ranked SEC team has ever lost to a team from the SWAC conference.
The SWACker?
Yeah, they were SWACers.
Don't get weird with me this morning, okay? It's been like a few days in a row of, like, you say weird stuff. Right. It's just called the SWAC.
The Texas Southern Tigers for the team.
The Tigers had played 6 road games in 15 days to start their season. And
the Gators have some guys out, maybe?
I don't
think so. A couple
of
guys banged up or something?
Yeah, they just had a bad night.
Gators, by the way, 23.5-point favorites.
Yeah, lost by 15.
Going into that game. Yeah. Lost for the first time in 27 games against a Southwestern Athletic Conference team.
Yeah, kind of lose pretty embarrassing. Yeah,
it's tough.
Yep, bad.
Just a tough couple of weeks here for that that whole university, huh?
Nah, I got our coach.
You hire a no-name coach, and then you lose to a Division II basketball team?
I don't know if he's a no-name coach for a lot of people that follow football. He's been offered
I
a lot
follow
of
football as closely as anyone.
And you've never heard of him, huh?
Right,
never.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Right.
No. Look at his record last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of him.
No, it's okay. You're good.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I'd be bummed out if I were a Gator fan today.
No, I'm not.
Or actually, I'd be bummed out if I was a fan of any other team in this state today. But
he's going to work. He's going to work really hard, and that's going to be an interesting one because I hear my man wants to get in here and do a better job down here than the guy that just got let go.
I didn't recruit, that's why.
And old Mario. This is going to be fun to watch, man. Be going after the same guys. They're going to have that same list out.
You talking about the Gator coach, too? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
I would say he better introduce himself when he shows up at places. In case, you know.
All right.
You guys, some people know who Mario is. What's the guy's name?
Napier.
Yeah.
You knew that. But I just answered that onto your thing. Go ahead. What else you got?
Did you guys see so Jared Goff and his team got their win on Sunday, first win of the season. Did you see the video that his girlfriend posted?
Oh, no.
Celebrating the win.
She is smoking hot.
Wow. Well, no. This is actually a good deal for Jared Goff. She was in the middle of shooting her SI swimsuit issue.
Oh, I didn't know she's that.
Wow, I didn't realize
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
She's that. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah.
That's double smoke show.
Right. Yeah, so, like, even while
that's hot.
While Jared Goff is freezing his ass off and losing a lot of games in Detroit, like, things are still really good for him at home.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So don't feel
when
too
he throws
bad
three
for
picks, he goes, you know what? Life's not so bad
really,
back home.
Really
yeah,
good.
I got you.
What, do you get paid every Tuesday, Joe? Is that what it is?
Every Tuesday?
Yeah, I think that check's pretty
maybe
good
every
for
other
Goff
week,
also.
Whatever. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, she's what we would call a 10, I think. right?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I saw the video.
What do you think it goes up to 15 now?
Well, if you go in Google and just put Jared Goff's name, the first thing that comes up is Jared Goff girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it's got to be there, right?
Well, who's Googling the quarterback?
I'm guessing didn't find her at Berkeley. I went to Berkeley. Girls didn't look like that at Berkeley. All right, that was. I just wanted to get that in there. What else you got?
By the way, I got to tell you, I'm surprised. Like, because you know, she obviously started dating him when he was the quarterback of the Rams.
Well, then that's
being the quarterback of the LA Rams, a big difference being the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, isn't it?
That's why he decided he wanted to mess around with the best of Detroit against the best of Southern California.
Is that really a contest?
That's no contest. Okay. That's a knockout in the first 5 seconds.
Right, right.
Yeah, he may want to propose or something soon just to lock
I'm sure
lock
he's fine.
Up. Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Back to the Manning cast, which I know you guys both watched last night, right?
Nope.
I watched it. It's excellent TV. So they had Marshawn Lynch on there a few weeks ago, right? And a
couple curse words.
A total of two viewers throughout the entire country wrote to the FCC to complain.
Just two? That's it? I would expect more than that.
He dropped multiple curse words on the broadcast, and their email went something like this, guys. It said, I had children in the room. This is from a viewer in Georgia. I had children in the room at the time, and I'm very upset that ESPN allowed Marshawn Lynch to repeatedly curse on live TV. I have an expectation when I turn on ESPN that I will not have to remove children from the room.
Just watch the regular broadcast. You don't have to worry about that.
Listen, if you are a parent and you see Marshawn Lynch on TV and you're scared of your kid hearing a curse word, that's on you as a parent.
Yeah,
you're a bad parent.
Right. I mean, there are two different broadcasts if you do see Marshawn on there and you're worried.
You know you're not getting it on the other one.
No. I think Steve Levy or Lewis Riddick's going to drop
actually, that's pretty good. Only two for...
Yeah, right.
2 million
fault. Yeah.
2 million people will watch it, or 1.6 or 1.8.
Yeah, but do you realize what kind of a special person you have to be to actually sit and do they have like an online complaint form? Or
man,
have
I have answered the
thing?
Phone. I've told you guys I answered the phone one night. Somehow answered the NBC phone. Somebody was complaining about somebody had a Spanish accent and they were very upset, and I ended up ripping this person.
Chose the head of HR.
And somehow, by Monday, the president of, because I gave the lay, I go, yeah. She goes, what's your name? I'd like to, I go, my name's Joe Rose. I don't like what you're saying. Like, get a life. If you don't like it, turn the channel, which is all big no-no.
Right.
So anyway, it was the first time and only time I got a chance to meet the NBC president of the whole company in New York. Because my general manager said, we got a little problem here. Did you blast somebody over the weekend? I go, yeah, I was defending somebody on our air. And they go, no. What'd you say? Because I didn't curse, but I said, get a life. And I went through the whole thing.
Change the channel and get a life will get you
and,
to the
and anyway,
office.
Yeah, it didn't go over. Right. It did not work real well.
But your boss should have been the one to get in trouble, the person that scheduled you to handle
right, the phone
line
bank.
Or the HR
line. No. It was me just back there, and I saw the phone. I pulled a Joe Rose. I just picked it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought this was like a phone bank.
No.
Thing. Oh,
no,
wow.
I just literally was there, and, you know, not a lot of people work on a weekend, and I had a weekend, and I got, let me answer this. Hey, I was jacked up on coffee. Coffee
that's just
only.
Bad timing, huh?
And sure enough, it was somebody complaining.
So to say, when it comes to that stuff, you're not really the solution to the problem.
I'm not much for whining and bitching, man. I'm just not one of my favorite things for something like that. But I'd let you guys go today on that.
All right. More from Tiger Woods here, guys. Tiger Woods obviously had the leg injury, right, from the car accident. So he said he's been working on his chest and the upper body, and Tiger said that he's been able to bench press upwards of 250 and 255 pounds. Tiger weighs 185, and he's 45 years old.
Comeback season.
It's pretty good.
I think he's going to win the Masters.
You do, really?
Wow. I do.
There's a guy really studies his golf that you think this guy's going to show up and win the Masters.
I do study my golf. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. You're the only one out there right now of people who, by the way, are in the golf industry. That's a waste of money, even if it's a buck.
I'm assuming, right?
He ain't winning the Masters.
No, remember, we did this story in the headlines. He was one of the favorites.
God. How?
Because he's Tiger Woods.
I mean, listen, I'm hoping for a comeback season two, but geez.
Yeah, he come out and said he can't hit it like he all used right. to. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you ever heard of a hustle?
All right. That's what he's doing, huh?
Do you really think Tiger's got a chance to win the Masters coming up?
I think if Tiger plays, he has a chance, yes.
Well, he can play.
I don't think that he
Since he's won it, he can always play.
I'll say this in all seriousness. I don't think that Tiger would enter a tournament and play if he didn't think that he had a chance to win.
Oh, I think his goal right now for the first time is not to win.
No.
Is to make a cut. That's what I think.
I don't think
his
he wants to be
is.
Some kind of novelty out there. I think he's only going to play if he thinks he can win.
I think he'd be happy just to get back out there.
I don't think he has that.
And I'll give you another one. If he thinks and that game ain't coming together, you might see an injured back right before that thing starts and pull out.
You rooting for him to not play?
I love Tiger. Like you know that. Don't get in that, but you just say stuff.
Okay.
Like Tiger's going to win.
The Masters.
Really?
Right.
That's good, Woody. That's real strong.
You know
that's
what?
Doing
it would
your
be
homework.
Really exciting. I don't want to see Grayson versus Hoyt in the finals or whoever those guys are.
Who?
Final story.
Oh, that's
for
right.
You
shoot in the
80s
when you
play
it so easy.
It would be if I practiced that much. Final story this morning here. Tristan Thompson. You seen all this stuff? He's got, I guess the baby was born. Now, he's shut down some of the social media here, but there is a woman here that is claiming that Tristan Thompson offered her $75,000 to stay quiet about the baby here. This is, TMZ says it's the third child that they know of.
God.
That he's had. This is from a woman that he, I guess it was part of the affair time, but this was like at a hotel. He got with this girl a couple times, it says.
The whole thing with Tristan that I don't understand because I watch this stuff, as you guys know.
Yes,
that,
we
the
know.
Thing the thing I don't understand, you work like all off season to try to get Khloe back, Kardashian.
Right.
You work really hard to get her back. Meanwhile, you're banging half America. Like
kids.
Like, what are you doing? Like, you're working awfully hard. Don't work so hard and just be her friend. You got a kid together.
Is he really trying to get Khloe back?
Look like it.
Yeah.
It'd be a hard one to sell now, though.
Right. Another kid?
This guy's going to have some expensive bills coming up, man.
Yeah, that's a lot. $75,000 to be quiet, and she said, nope.
Mothers will talk, too, about find out what each one gets. They want their kid to have
never
the same
either.
Everything.
Right.
Oh, God. Anything else? What have you done?
That's it.
That was a real downer right there, man.
Why? It's good. That's a great story. He's
Tristan thing or the Tiger thing?
No, Tristan's kind of a that's a dirty dog.
I mean,
dog
you don't feel
right
bad
there,
for him, man. Do you?
He's not very, like, you got to be better at the game than that, too. Like, what are you doing?
That was one of the more positive headlines I've ever had, man. Like, the Gators just lost by as 23.5-point underdogs. That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff's girlfriend is, like, the hottest ever. That's great.
I mean, she's hot. Yeah, she is hot.
Two people complained about Marshawn Lynch, which is, that's a good number.
Okay.
It's a low number.
Tiger Woods is back. And Tristan Thompson's celebrating the birth of his third known child.
Third known child.
As TMZ nicely put it.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. All right. We got the 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff. And by the way, if you're just joining us, we are going to have Mauro Cristobal's press conference live at 10 a.m. right here on 560 WQAM. So you don't have to change the dial if we say something stupid over the next couple hours. Stay with us because we'll find out.
That's unlikely.
Mario, find out what Mario's thinking. With everything coming up, the move that he made, I think a lot of people are going to be really curious to hear some of his answers today as he is back home. No question about that. We'll have all that coming up right at 10 o'clock this morning. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries, man. They're part of it. Oh, boy, they're part of football right now. Boy, these injury reserve lists are just getting bigger and bigger. But it sure is nice to know if we get guys injured here in South Florida, they're in good shape because we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big and successful and really good at what they do, Baptist Health South Florida doctors. Oh, my gosh. Some of the top specialists in the business, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialist. And then it's in-house physical therapists to make sure the doctors and the physical therapists work together with one goal like they have for taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most. What I'm telling you is our doctors see those same sports-related injuries every day over and over again. Great experience and knowledge how to fix it quickly and get you back out no matter who you are. High school, college, professional athlete, or just an old has-been. It doesn't matter. Listen, we all want to get healthy again, and nobody does it like Baptist Health South Florida. You can see those same doctors. By the way, before I tell you how you can see those same doctors, I want to let you know right off 595 in Pine Island, Dr. Swartzen and all those great doctors are up there ready to take good care of you right up there in Broward, right off 595 in Pine Island. You'll see the pineapple, and it's ready. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.